Good morning, everybody. This is Frank Riccio, and this is Talking About the Law. My guest today is Joel Rosen, who practices before the boards of registration in dentistry, medicine, and nursing. Welcome back, Joel.
Thanks, Frank.
We were talking about practice before the board of registration, and your practice is concentrated in representing doctors. Is that correct?
Well, doctors and dentists, dentists mostly.
Okay. Now, what is the whole process? How does it start? What are some of the rules? How is practice before the board done?
You mean from the dentist's point of view or the doctor's point of view?
From the doctor's point of view, yeah. Yes.
You get a letter from the board. They have some questions. They'll ask you for documentation, and that's when you call your lawyer. You know, you'll respond. You'll usually be a patient complaint. Sometimes they actually just show up at your place, and one of the big questions is, do you have to let them in, or can you have your lawyer there? There are times when the investigator's memories fail, because you got to understand, this process is a long process. So they may come to your office, make some notes, and it's 4 years later that you get to your hearing, and
they
won't remember.
Does the dentist have to cooperate with the person from the Board of Registration?
Well, yeah, you absolutely have to cooperate. The question is whether you have to let them in right away or whether you have the opportunity to call your lawyer first, because, you know, what I would do is I would go around with them and take photographs so that there wasn't any question later on about what they saw. But anyway, the board's position is we can walk in anytime without a search warrant and look at anything we want.
So the rules of due process, you know, such as a search warrant, really don't apply in these situations.
No, they really don't. They really don't, according to the board. The idea is that you don't have an expectation of privacy because you're heavily regulated, so we can come in and look at anything we want.
Now, your advice about contacting a lawyer, we all know lawyers are expensive, but do some of the physician and dentist's insurance policies cover legal fees?
Well, lawyers are expensive, but dental care is expensive. If I were as smart as you, I'd be a dentist, Frank. But yeah, your policy will generally, your malpractice policy will generally have a rider on it that'll cover defense before the board.
In my experience, at least dealing with dentists, because sometimes I do get, because I am a dentist as well as a lawyer, I do get calls from dentists just asking for assistance and, you know, what do I do? And sometimes it's a little bit too late because I've seen situations where a dentist will get a one-page complaint from a patient, and in a fit of anger, the dentist will do a 10-page response, which usually ends up with some personal attacks against the patient. And the response is actually more of what generates a reaction from the Board of Registration than the actual act itself. Have you run into those situations?
Yeah, never write an angry letter, right?
Write
it and then sleep on it. I mean, the dentist or the doctor always thinks, oh, I can deal with this, you know.
Right.
I didn't do anything wrong, I'll just explain what happened. And you haven't been through this process before. You don't know what's going to happen. And it's better to just have somebody who's not emotionally involved handle it for you. And for the couple of hours it takes me, I think it's well worth it. May avoid some trouble down the line.
And the fact that you do have most insurance policies will cover this type of thing is also important. So I guess,
sure.
I guess the trick is to contact your personal lawyer or contact your carrier and have them help represent you. Now, supposing the case starts to move through the process, what are the next steps? What happens? The board is investigating and they find that there's something amiss. How does it all work?
You'll get a notice that you have to appear before the board, and it's sort of like a cattle call. I mean, the dentists are sort of lined up, and they take them first come, first serve, and they may go through 20 or 30 cases in a day, and you may be there all day. But basically, they take the dentist in. I'm talking about the Board of Dentistry now.
Okay.
One at a time. And it's closed to the public, and the investigator will make their report. The board will listen. The dentist will have a chance to say something. Your lawyer can be there, but your lawyer can't speak. I don't know why that is. And then they'll decide whether to open a case or not.
Now,
then once they decide to open a case,
go ahead.
There'll be some perhaps some further investigation, or they may just say, usually what they do is they say, we're going to offer a deal. Okay, we're going to offer probation, or we're going to offer a suspension or whatever. And then if the doctor or dentist wants to take it, then you get suspended, or you get probation, or you get whatever the discipline is. And if you want to fight it, you get a hearing.
Now, who typically does the investigation?
They have investigators who are not dentists, certainly, or doctors. They may be nurses or hygienists or dental assistants, or they're just folks that don't really have the medical training. So that's another deficiency in the process. But honestly, you couldn't afford to hire doctors. They're practicing medicine.
Now, are there any doctors on the board?
Yeah. Oh, the board has doctors and dentists on it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the medical board has medical doctors, and the dental board has dentists.
Now, you spoke about a hearing, and at that hearing, evidently, the dentist testifies. Is there anyone else who is allowed to testify besides the dentist?
Yeah, there'll be the patient a lot of times, and then there'll be an expert on both sides, and then there'll be the dentist or any other testimony that you want to put in that anybody would think would be helpful.
Now, is this...
So I've had police officers testify, you know.
Is this heard by a jury?
It's not. It's heard by a hearing officer.
And do the rules of evidence apply?
No, they don't. You can just I don't know how sophisticated folks are, but everybody's heard of the word hearsay. Okay, so for example, I can't say somebody told me that you did a terrible job on my surgery. That doesn't come in, right? You're supposed to, in fairness, be able to cross-examine the person who actually made the statement that you did a terrible job.
In
right?
a normal trial, correct.
In a normal trial, yes. Right. But before the board, you can that stuff all comes in, and the investigator supposedly, hearing officer supposedly has the judgment to weigh whether or not it's credible or not.
And can that lead to an unjust result?
I think so. I mean, administrative law is, hearsay is allowed. It's just one of those vagaries of the law.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the rules of evidence are so important in jury trials and in trials before a judge, because hearsay generally is unreliable.
I think so.
And you can get information that's secondhand that isn't even true.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that you deal with. What is the lawyer's role? In other words, when you're there representing somebody, what is your role there? Do you cross-examine? Can you question? Anything?
Yeah, I put the case together. I mean, it's really Frank, a trial or a hearing is very similar. You're just sort of putting on a presentation. You're probing to make sure that the other side is telling the truth, is accurate, and has considered all the possibilities when they reach a conclusion, and then you're putting on your side of the case, which your expert may disagree with their expert, your account of the facts may be different from the prosecution's account, and you just put on your case.
And after the hearing, is a decision rendered right at the hearing, or is it
no?
Okay.
No, and that's a problem.
Okay. Tell us why.
It can take years to get a decision.
Wow.
So, for example, I can think of one case that went all the way through the process, and it was 2 years between the time that the investigators came to the guy's office, and then the hearing took place over about 6 months, and then it was another 2 years before a decision was rendered. Now, by that time, the hearing officers, right, is supposed to be able to judge credibility, right? The hearing officer is supposed to be able to tell whether she thinks people are telling the truth or not. And when 2 years go by, hearing officer doesn't remember how somebody appeared, whether they seemed to be truthful or not. All she has is her notes, and as good as they may be, so or a transcript, you know. But so the time that it takes to render a decision is a problem. Let me give you another example. I had a dentist who was, they call it summarily suspended, right? Sounds like we're going to break.
We are going to break. And when we come back, what we'll do is we'll continue on this topic, and then we're going to get into some more heavier areas in cases before the Board of Registration. This is Frank Riccio. This is Talking About the Law, and we look forward to seeing you back at the break, after the break. Thank you.